How are you doing? Are you all right?
How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Cinemas and DVDs and all the rest. I didn't make you laugh. I think it might have been something I played over there. Anyway, from entertainment.ie, Sue Murphy is here to tell us what's on the big screen, the small screen and the other screen. So tell us, will you? Go on, tell me about it. Mother of God almighty. This is unbelievable. It's like... Go on, tell me more.
First of all, actually, Homesman, but the big film this week is Hunger Games, of course. But right. The one that I probably preferred, I think it was the best film I've seen this week anyway, is The Homesman.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
It's great, isn't it? Do you not like it?
I wouldn't be the world's number one kind of Hilary Swank fan, for starters.
I don't think she's absolutely brilliant, but I thought Tommy Lee Jones was great in this, and he directed it as well.
He directed it too, yeah. He's got a great moustache.
He does have a great moustache, yeah. But I thought he was going to be really dry and quite, you know, the way he usually plays that kind of role, but he's actually quite entertaining and kind of funny. Yeah. It's very bleak. It kind of revolves around the frontier way back in 1850 in the States, and basically these three women go mad and they have to be moved back to the East for where they came from, and Hilary Swank takes on the task because she's single, she's in her 30s, she doesn't have a family, she decides to do this for the town, and she takes Tommy Lee Jones on, along with her. So it's kind of, it is very bleak, for like, I don't want to say I enjoyed it because it's not enjoyable.
Well, the first 20 minutes will blow your head off, frankly.
Yeah, a lot, it is very dark. The first 10 minutes of that film were very, very dark.
Very different.
But one of the best twists I think I've seen in cinema in a long time as well.
Mostly like after about an hour and a bit in. Yeah, it's very
strange.
I was not expecting that at all.
I don't think anyone was. It was kind of like a gasp in the audience when it happened.
Yeah.
But very... I'm not going to say to people, go and see this, you'll definitely enjoy it, because it is quite dark, but it's definitely worth seeing. And I think Tommy Jones is going to be up for a nomination for something along the lines of this one.
He's got a great little dance in it.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
And and the way he does it is brilliant as well. But it's very like Three Burials, which is the other film that he directed.
Yeah.
Very, very similar. I don't know if they're meant to sit together.
I did notice something about this movie, though, which is maybe conspiracy theory stuff. There's a very famous actress in the movie called Meryl Streep, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she's only in it for a very short time.
Yeah.
Very, very short time. But did you notice the three women that you're talking about who have gone Doolally and are being brought across the desert, which is what it's all about? One of them is the surname Gummer. And I think that's her daughter, is it? It must be, because she's married to a guy called Gummer, and therefore she might have said, listen, if you put my daughter in the movie, I'll star in the movie as well. Now, that could be very cruel of me.
I don't know if that's the case, but I think it might be, actually, because I just realised she looks like her as well.
Yeah.
But Meryl Streep is friends with Tommy Lee Jones, I think, because like, if Tommy Lee Jones is going to ask you to be in his film, you'd be like, grand, spend some time with Tommy Lee Jones, it'd be fine.
That's true.
But I gave it 4 stars. I just thought it was very good. The guy obviously Tommy Lee Jones directed, but it's just his Western. I think he might do this again. He's got another film called Cowboys that's supposedly coming out,
really?
So I think this is going to line up a kind of a series. It kind of seems like they sit really well together.
No, I must say I would recommend it. I didn't love the movie, but I would recommend it.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Enjoy it.
Okay, Hilary Swank, Tommy Lee Jones, the Holmes Man is what it's called. Now, give us the big one this week though, which I haven't seen, which of course is The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. This is Mockingjay Part One, which is the first part of the two end films, basically in the series.
Otherwise, we've had number one and two, and this is number three and four, if you like.
So we've had Hunger Games, we've had Catching Fire, and I mean, if you've seen the end of you've obviously seen Catching Fire, everyone's seen
I've seen the first two.
I thought Catching Fire was brilliant, but the end of that is the shocker that she's been taken to District 13 and District 13 survived, and in this film she basically becomes the emblem or the symbol for the revolution, and they've employed her to be that person. So she kind of gives them a load of terms and conditions. She says, I'll do that, I'll be your leader, and this is the first one that doesn't have a games. This is the beginning of the revolution in this part. It is a little bit slower, I thought, than the last one, and they are building up for that last like finale. But Jennifer Lawrence is just amazing. She holds the whole thing together really, really well. It's an amazing cast. Woody Harrelson.
Is Philip Seymour Hoffman in it?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, and he's going to be in the last one as well. There's one more scene he had to shoot in the last one, but it's dedicated to him as well, and he's just great in it. The cast is brilliant. Julianne Moore, Woody Harrelson, Elizabeth Banks, Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, you really have a creme de la creme of everyone working in Hollywood at the moment, and they're working on it because their kids love it as well.
Is Donald in it again? Donald Sutherland,
and he's great. He's really intimidating as
well. I'm not a fan of The Hunger Games.
Really?
Don't totally get it all, I'm afraid, no.
I think it's really raising the bar for teenage films, though, because sometimes they can be really rubbish, but I think these films are actually really good.
They're absolutely huge, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're giving it a bit of a thumbs up, are you?
Yeah. Just to give you an idea, actually, the last film made 161 million and the first one made 152 million, and that's going to smash again in this one. I'd say they're going to break that record again.
Well, I thought they'd make about a half a billion or something.
On release. I think it's going to be massive.
That's The Hunger Games, part one of three. Part one of part three.
Two.
If you like.
part one of part two.
Okay, go on. Give us the next one.
Get On Up, which is the James Brown film. I was kind of excited about this because I do like James Brown, and he, you know, he's a bit bonkers.
Mick made this, didn't he?
Yeah, that, like, there was a lot to do with it, but Tate Taylor, the guy who directed it, is the guy who directed The Help, which I really liked as well. But this is 2 hours and 19 minutes long. That's a really long biopic. It's really, really long.
The hardest working man in showbiz.
He was, but he's absolutely... But there's a bit in this, actually, that's amazing. They show how great a musician he was. And he's organising the band. And he's like, no, don't play it like this rhythm. Play it with this rhythm. And he's breaking, like, that musical rhythm of the same beat. And he's like, no, don't play it like this. Play it. And they're like, that won't work musically. He's like, play it. But he's brilliant. Like, the guy who plays him in this, Chadwick Boseman, is actually great. As he's got the voice, he's got the walk and everything. Just a bit...
Does he do the splits?
Yeah.
Right,
he did all his dancing and everything as well.
Chadwick Boseman.
Absolutely brilliant. But it's just... Mick Jagger is the producer for this as well, actually. Yeah. There's a nice nod to the Rolling Stones at the start of it. Just thought it was a bit of... Like, it kind of goes over and back through time frames. It starts in 1988, then goes back to 1968, then goes back again to his childhood, and then it's kind of all over the place.
Well, do you believe that he is the godfather of soul?
Yes.
Well, half the battle. And if he does the splits, that's another half. So you're laughing.
The musical performances are brilliant in this now, to be honest. They are really, really good. Right. But it just, I just felt like it was a bit too long. There was a bit like...
Yeah, every time I see a musical, a biopic or whatever, I go, oh, not so sure. And then every time I see it, I always think it's brilliant. So I know I'm going to like this.
Yeah, I think you will like. And what I like about these films as well is they're introducing these artists to people who've never heard of them, but never would have really listened to them before. Like Johnny Cash as well. So it's definitely worth it for that alone, I think.
All right. So anything on DVD to watch at home if people don't want to go to the cinemas?
The big one this week is Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh, yeah. I absolutely loved this film.
I saw that in a packed cinema in Wexford during the summer. Fantastic.
It was a bit of a laugh. Great script. The soundtrack is absolutely amazing. The trailers for this alone were brilliant. Just think it's a great cast as well. Chris Pratt is brilliant as the main guy in it. Just works. It's the Marvel Universe is really, the script writing on it has really stepped up from the DC stuff. Just think this is really enjoyable, really entertaining, and great action scenes in it as well. The other film that's out this week though is Rise of the Planet of the Apes, just to mention that as well. I thought that was a great film as well. So there's definitely some good DVD picks this week.
Yes, good DVD. All right. Yeah, no, Guardians of the Galaxy is the most successful movie of the year, isn't it? At the box office and like that.
And they weren't expecting it to be. I mean, it's not.
So you're going to have Guardians of the Galaxy 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, aren't you?
Yeah, they've got a slate out.
I'm really looking forward to it.
19.
One is enough.
Yeah, they're trying to tie them in with the Avengers. Their slate that they released is like 9 films or something ridiculous for the next few years.
Mad stuff. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I will just go back on those and see what you said in a second. Hold on.
2FM official on Facebook.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Right, let me see. Sue, let's take a look at that again. So The Horseman, you're given 4 stars because you thought it was really pretty exceptional. The Hunger Games, 3.5 maybe, or 3 or whatever?
Yeah, 3. Okay. It wasn't as strong as the last one, but good. Get On Up, maybe 2. 3. No, 3 stars. The music is worth it. Guardians of the Galaxy, definitely the pick of the week. I've watched it again.
Guardians of the Galaxy, you can watch at home because that's DVD, and the other ones at the cinema as well. And of course, you mentioned the Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which is great as well, yeah.
Okay,